Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to r/bestofredditor updates, where OP finds out that her husband has been obsessively stalking another woman. Our next Reddit post comes from r/trueoffmychest. I'm a 26-year-old woman, and my husband, who's 29, is obsessed with my boss, who's 38, and it's my fault. I started this job about 1.5 years ago. I can't say what the job is because I want us to stay anonymous and our country is very small, so my boss would probably be recognized. The moment that I started working there, I felt like I was in the right place. My boss, the owner of the company, is very cool and kind. She's self-made and she loves her job. She does a lot of the dirty work herself that bosses who have 30 to 35 employees wouldn't have to do. But she just loves it. On top of that, we have a 6-hour workday, our salaries are 20% higher than the market, and we have 7 paid vacation weeks a year. Her reasons? She appreciates us, and she's getting richer anyways. I was so proud of working with a woman like her, so I wouldn't shut up talking about her to my husband, especially in the beginning. My husband was as fascinated by her as I was, until he met her in a company party last Christmas. She must have been beautiful when she was young. She could have been a model. I think that his fascination became a crush or an obsession or maybe worse, love. Now he follows her on social media. Her accounts are private, but he stalks her account with mine. He also follows the company Instagram and likes every picture that she's in. He talks about her all the time. She's a very private person, but when her divorce with her ex-husband was finalized in the beginning of this year, we all found out about it because he started showing up to work. He now owns half of her company, and he started to try to make changes in our work hours and salaries. We found out that her husband had cheated on her with a younger girl who he had also tried to employ in our company. She still works with us. Our boss eventually convinced her husband to sell her his share, and we're in the process of resolving that now. My husband has followed all of this, and he was so sad for her and so angry. How could anyone do this when they had a woman like her? If it was him, he would cherish her, love her, blah, blah, blah. Who leaves a woman for a girl? I got very angry with him and told him that all men prefer younger women if they could choose. He laughed at me and told me that only losers do that. The last straw was Friday. We were out for a movie night and we saw my boss with a young man. He looked like he was in his mid-20s. My husband lost it, saying, "I didn't know that she dated younger men." He wanted us to go say hello, but I refused and yelled at him to control himself because he looked pathetic. When we got home, he was frantically going through her social media until he found the guy and he sighed in relief. The guy was her nephew, and it turns out she was there with the rest of her family. My husband was so happy, like a weight was lifted off his chest. I lost it on him. I started crying and yelling and told him that he was in love with her, and he was shocked when I pushed and kicked him out of our bedroom. I locked the door. He stood outside trying to calm me down, telling me that he loved me and I'm his girl and always will be. Then he said something that ruined me even further. "It's not like someone like her would look my way." I haven't slept since then. Why is he feeling like this? Is it love? Infatuation? She's too old for my husband, so what is it? And why would he think that he couldn't have her? He's very handsome and still young. She should feel lucky that a young, handsome man likes her. And does he mean that I'm less than her to accept him? Or is it purely her money and status? He refuses to admit anything. And what can I do now? I love this job. I love the benefits. Thanks to this job, our life has improved and we can afford more than just the necessities. I'm starting to hate my boss, though, and I hate myself for idolizing her in front of my husband. Then, about 2 months later, OP posted an update. Oh, geez. I just found out that my husband, whom I'm separated from, is dating my boss. I don't know what to do. I went against my family and friends and asked my husband for separation. I felt like my heart couldn't take it anymore. My intuition told me that my husband wasn't all mine. This was shortly after the event at the movies. My husband was in total confusion. He said that I was making a mistake, making a mountain out of a molehill, but still, he moved in with his brother. We decided to start couples counseling too. It went well the first 3 weeks or so, but my husband became more and more reluctant to participate, and sometimes he just canceled me at the last second. He stopped showing up this last month, and he also stopped calling and texting me. I was even more heartbroken, but it just verified that my intuition was right and that I was doing the right thing, seeing that he's not interested in working on us anymore. I chose not to quit my job. I still loved it despite my heartbreak, and I really needed the benefits. Like, I'm the only person I know who has a 3-week paid vacation around Christmas and New Year. I never see my boss anyway, and she doesn't even know of my existence. My husband eventually stopped being active on Instagram, and I thought it was normal because we were going through adversities. Until yesterday, when his brother shared my husband's stories of the night. My husband was in a restaurant holding a woman's hand, and I could only see her hand. My husband had just blocked me, my family, and friends from seeing his updates. I commented, WTF, and this morning my husband called me, for the first time in a month. He was totally scared, and he started begging, please don't ruin this for me, please don't ruin this for me. I told him, what do you mean? And he said, don't tell her about us. I never made the connection at first. It never even crossed my mind. The woman in the picture was my boss. I started crying and screaming at him. How could he do this to me? How could you tell me that it's all in my head when now it's all in your Instagram? He said that it just happened. He said that I dumped him and he was single and just happened to find her on Bumble. He begged me not to ruin this for him. She knows that he's in the process of a divorce, but she doesn't know that he already knew who she was or that she was the boss of his ex-wife. They've been seeing each other for 6 weeks, about 2 weeks after I asked him to move out, and it's getting serious. He begged me for a good 5 minutes, telling me how he hasn't been happy in his entire life and that I shouldn't ruin his happiness since, again, I was the one who ended our marriage. I've been crying since this morning. I don't know what to do. I want to ruin him and his happiness, but I don't know if I have any right to do that, and I'm so worried about losing my job. Please help. Then, about 4 days later, OP posted an update. I talked to my boss yesterday after lunch. I told her everything. Basically, how I was so happy that I found this job, how I looked up to her, and how I was proud to be working for someone like her, and that this rubbed off on my husband, who grew more obsessed with her each day. I apologize for using the word obsessed because I didn't know how things were between them, but that's how I perceived his feelings. I told her about that day at the movies and how it basically made me realize that our issues were greater than I thought. I told her that I know and accept that my marriage is over and that my husband didn't love me anymore, and the reason I'm telling her now isn't to judge her or blame her, but to let her know the whole story because it's just fair that she knows that he's been following her life for over a year now. I said, because from what I understood from my husband, you're under the impression that you just match with him on a dating app. She was silent the whole time that I was talking, just listening to me, until I mentioned the dating app, and that's when she interrupted me. That's not how we met. He's been a patron at my gym for the past 6 months, maybe a year, she said. I know her gym. It's the one across from our workplace. She works out there every morning before coming to work. I didn't know that my husband had joined that gym because I thought that he was a member of the gym near our home. That means, without telling me, my husband has been working out across the street from me every morning without telling me. My boss looked how I felt. Shocked! You and me both, OP. I apologized and told her that he had kept dating her a secret from me and that he begged me not to talk to her, telling me that he hasn't been this happy and so on. She didn't say much. She just thanked me for telling her. Today, she asked if she could talk to me. She apologized for everything that happened to me and asked me if I needed any help. I said no. She thanked me again. When I got home, my husband was there. He had called me at least 50 times, but my phone was on silent. He was crying, calling me bitter and vindictive and pathetic. He said that I ruined his relationship and future. He said that my boss is scared of him now and it's all my fault. He wants me to tell her that he's not dangerous and he's not a pervert. He wants me to tell her that I was the one who wanted to divorce and that people fall out of love and that it's nobody's fault and it's not creepy. That he hasn't done anything wrong. He said that, oh my God, he said that he stayed faithful to me and he would have stayed that way if I didn't kick him out. He asked me if I ever felt unsafe with him to make rumors about him being a stalker and a creep. He said I should tell the truth. I asked him to leave. I told him that I'm starting the divorce process and from now on to only contact me through my lawyer. I've been crying since he left. We haven't seen each other for weeks and he had no feelings whatsoever for me. He looked demented and full of sorrow like a broken little boy. How could he change this fast? Before we separated, he held me and begged me to believe him and his love for me. Was it all a lie? My whole entire relationship? Man, OP, this story got crazier and crazier. When the boss stopped your story and said, "That's not how we met at the gym," I got actual, literal goosebumps. This guy blamed you for destroying your marriage when he was literally stalking another woman. I mean, literally stalking. It sounded like he was a few weeks away from hiding out in her bushes with a pair of binoculars. Man, whoa, man, what is this story? This was nuts. OP, you did your boss a huge favor by telling her the real truth. Your boyfriend is demented and possibly dangerous. You also did yourself a favor by telling your boss because this guy got exactly what he deserved. This guy systematically destroyed his marriage by emotionally cheating, gaslighting his wife, and stalking another woman, so he deserves to be miserable. Like, this guy said that he's always been faithful to OP and that he would have stayed faithful if she hadn't kicked him out. It's like, buddy, what do you think the word faithful means? Stalking a girl on social media, obsessing over her, and literally following her around so you can talk to her and get glimpses of her is not being faithful. Yeah, you didn't put your dick in her, but if that's not emotional cheating, then what is?
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Our next Reddit post comes from r/trueoffmychest. I am planning on abandoning my family as soon as I turn 18. My family sucks. I'm a 17-year-old guy, and I turn 18 in 2 weeks, and I'm getting the F out of here as soon as the clock strikes midnight. My parents have extreme bias towards my younger brothers, who are 16 and 15. It's been like this forever, and I have no idea why. I've always been the one who had to do all the chores in the house. I've also always been forced to play every single sport that I possibly could, to the point where my schedule was packed 365 days a year. My father told me it would teach me to be a real man. But my brothers never had to do any of that stuff. They're both fat, lazy losers who sit around and play video games all day and all night. They miss school at least 30% of the year and are constantly spoiled rotten by my parents. They already have thousands of dollars from birthdays, Christmas, and other holidays. As soon as I turned 12, I was told that I would no longer even be receiving gifts from my parents other than bare essentials. I was told that I had to pay for my phone and any other expenses I wanted to own and to never ever ask for anything. I wasn't able to own a phone or anything really special for myself until I was 16 because I couldn't find any actual jobs that paid good money. My parents also expect me to take care of my younger brothers when I'm an adult. My younger brothers have both decided that they won't be going to college and don't plan on working a day in their lives. My father told me, "We kept you alive. You owe it to us. F you." I'm leaving a nasty letter on the table when I leave and changing my phone number, emails, and everything. They will never be able to contact me, no matter how hard they try. I know my younger brothers are going to be screwed for life since they have zero experience on how to survive in the real world, but I don't care. That's my parents' burden now. I hope they go broke from having to fund my brothers' lifestyles, and I hope they lose everything. I have no sympathy for these people, and I will never feel bad, no matter what happens to them. The only thing that I owe to my parents is the fact that because of their sucky treatment over the years, I am very capable of surviving on my own in the world. I'll be going to college to study finance in Virginia. They have no idea that I've been accepted to any college. They never even asked. Also, I'm very physically fit due to playing 6 sports a year. However, the trauma will never go away. They took away my entire childhood, and I will never forgive them for it. They can all go screw themselves. Then, a few weeks later, OP posted an update. I'm happy to report that I am officially gone. So, the last 2 weeks after I made this post have been crazy stressful, but I'll sum them up here. I changed my number a few days ago by calling my SIM card provider. Then, I got a copy of my birth certificate, since I don't know where my actual birth certificate was. I couldn't just ask my parents. And I also made sure to check that my bank account was secure and not shared with my parents. I purchased a plane ticket last week to fly into Dulles International Airport in Virginia, just outside of where I'll be attending college in Fairfax. Hey, OP, you're like right next to me, man. OP, you're like literally 30 minutes away from me. Finally, I called one of my cousins, whom I'm very close with, and asked him to please pick me up at around 12:30 a.m. last night. He agreed with my decision to leave and told me he was proud of me for taking direction to improve my life. I packed my stuff up after everyone had gone to sleep and waited. I decided to keep my note to my family short and sweet. All I wrote down was that I was moving to go to college in California, LOL, and that I was never coming back. So last night, my cousin picked me up. We went to the police station where I gave them my proper identification and told them that I'm not missing and I'm leaving on my own accord now that I'm 18. They told me they'll keep that in mind and they'll watch out for a potential call in the next few days. I got a few hours of sleep at my cousin's and then flew out of New Orleans International at 6 a.m. I'm now sitting in my college dorm 950 miles from home and I've never been happier in my life. I can't wait to meet new people and finally enjoy my youth. Thank you to everyone who gave me great advice on here and commented their support. Then, about 2 weeks later, OP posted another update. Life's been good. I've been in contact with the cousin who helped me and also a few other family members from back home. He said that my mother came to their house the day after I left to talk to my aunt about me leaving. She cried and gave my aunt this whole sob story about, "I can't believe that he would abandon us." And my aunt told her that maybe she shouldn't have treated me so badly throughout my whole life, which caused a huge fight and ended with my mom being thrown out of their house. So it seems that me leaving has caused pretty much the uproar that I imagined. I've been doing well. I met plenty of new people and made friends via classes and dorm neighbors. I'm in a better mental state than I've been in a very long time. I feel so relieved, and it just feels like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. My God, OP, I don't blame you. Your parents are like, "Yeah, well, slavery may be illegal, but that's no problem. We can just make our own slave. All we have to do is pop out a kid and then emotionally abuse him for 18 years to train him into being our slave. Then he can take care of our spoiled other two kids for the rest of their lives. Gosh, we're great parents, aren't we, sweetie?"
Yes, we're incredible parents, sweetie.
That was r/bestofredditor updates. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.